DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's John spelled J-O-N. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. John, we have some questions. People want advice from you. The first one involves Lions tickets.
Okay.
Dear John, like everyone, I'm excited for the Lions this season, but the cost to go to games is out of control. Don't get me wrong, I get it, they're good, but it's out of my price range. Anyway, my friend Chris had tickets to the season opener, and he asked me to go. Of course, I jumped at the chance, had my St. Brown jersey ready. Fast forward to game day, and he told me that morning he actually sold the tickets because it was, quote, too good of a deal, and he reassured me we'll go to another game this season.
Mm.
He messed up, right? He could have offered to sell them to me at the very least. Should I bite my tongue because I want to go to a game later in the year?
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of are in a position to bite your tongue, even though you could be upset. They're not your tickets, and you don't want to ruin a chance to go later in the season. Who knows if that actually comes up? I mean, if they backed out at the last minute on this one, don't plan on it. But
that's scummy, though.
I would have, you know, hey, I have an offer to sell these tickets. I'm going to sell them. Do you want to buy them? I would have write a first refusal.
And maybe told her before the morning of the game as well, because she's also planning her day around that as well. I don't think she can get that mad at him. They were his tickets and he has the right to sell them to whoever he wants. But I do think, like
maybe
you said,
she was just hoping this was something more.
Maybe.
A little day at the stadium.
I do think he should have given her a heads up, and maybe she would have said, all right, you know what? I have been thinking about it and saving a little bit. I'd like to buy them. And she can just express to him that, yeah, I'm really bummed. I wish you would have extended the offer to me, but I'm looking forward to next time. Just so he knows that, okay, well, maybe next time I can sell them to her.
Yeah, yeah. I would have liked to have bought those, but
yeah, right.
I understand.
Yeah, if you invite someone to a game the day of to say...
To cancel?
That's bad for them.
And I get when they're going to be the most valuable.
Well, that's...
Surprise, you said, hey, cash in hand. Great value.
2-1 on these seats. People are fighting for them. All right, what's the next one?
The next one is spotting a girl at the gym while my girlfriend was there.
Oh, boy.
Dear John, I'm 20. My girlfriend is 23, and we started dating about 5 months ago. We usually work out together, but she was running late from class, so I started without her. While I was there, I noticed that there was a girl struggling with her squat form. Her knees were bending in unevenly, and her back wasn't straight, so I gave her a tip to avoid injury. She asked me to spot her for a heavy set. Since the gym was literally empty other than us, I agreed, thinking it was just common sense to help somebody lifting heavy. I was standing pretty close to her to make sure she wouldn't get hurt. However, my girlfriend arrived right at that moment and saw us like that. She didn't say anything at the time, but later she was really upset. She told me I looked like I was being too friendly and that helping her with her form and spotting her like that when she wasn't there crossed the line. She also said I shouldn't have been that close to another girl in the gym, especially while joking around. I tried explaining that I was just helping somebody and didn't think it was inappropriate, but she's still mad about it.
All right. Well, so the girlfriend's a little insecure. I mean, it is uncomfortable to correctly spot anyone doing a heavy squat.
Yeah.
Not a great position to be in unless she's hot. I'm guessing she was hot. That's probably why he noticed her squatting to begin with.
It's uncomfortable for the girlfriend because she didn't see any of that buildup, right? She didn't realize, she didn't see how bad this woman's form was. She didn't see what went down before. All she walked in on was him spotting her while she's doing a squat.
So
I get that you wouldn't want that.
Of all the things to spot someone, like if it's bench press, it's a little different, right? You're just hovering over and you're helping them up. The squat is so much more intimate compared to all the other ones that you'd be helping with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're talking about
body
position,
yes.
Bench press can be still a little awkward.
Could be, but not as much as a squat. Either way,
it
I thought this
on
was
your view.
I would be uncomfortable by it if I walked into the gym and saw Colin spotting some female doing a squat. I would be like, oh,
really?
What's going on? Yeah, I mean, bottom line is, it would dwindle away and it would be nothing, right? Yeah. But I think right off the bat, I'd be like,
In the moment, it would be. Here's the other part of this. Should you be offering to help people at the gym, or do you just kind of let them lift and mind your business?
Oh, I always help people at the gym.
I think it's okay to help people. Yeah. I mean, I never have because what am I going to do? I'm not going to be able to spot anybody.
Right.
But I guess I don't know. Maybe I think it's okay too, but I don't know if I actually would. Now, if I saw somebody doing something really crazy, like using a like piece of equipment wrong.
Dangerous?
Like,
yeah. Sure.
I don't think I have helped another female. She was having trouble with something afterward and she asked me and I kind of said, oh yeah, actually you needed to do this. And she's like, oh, okay. But I don't know if I would just jump in. I'm pretty much in my own zone though. Usually
maybe,
too.
I mean, if that's the last set, fine. Maybe the next set, if she still needs a spot, you could offer the opportunity for your girlfriend to spot and watch.
This is 100% the beginning of a porno scene.
Oh no.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but yeah, if the gym is empty, like if somebody asks for help,
well, that's different. But then you're kind offered.
I still don't see a problem with it.
Ultimately, it is not a problem. It's an insecurity thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, move on.
Move on. The next one says, "Wife's gone clubbing."
Oh boy,
dear John, I'm married. I'm in my mid 40s. We've got a great group of friends, but lately our wives want to go to dance clubs where the majority of people are half our age. I'm the youngest of the husbands in the group. We go along, but we feel uncomfortable. We get weird looks, the occasional comment. It's just awkward. We've had conversations with our wives about being uncomfortable, and all we get is, well, then don't come. The one or two times I've sat out, my wife was cool towards me for several days. She really enjoys going with her friends. I don't want her to stop that, but I understand she feels safer when I'm around. It's hard for me and my buddies because we feel like losers who are too old for the club, despite the fact that we are there with our wives. Is my perspective valid? Do I need to just suck it up?
Well, I don't want to say it's not valid. You feel how you feel, but ignore everybody that's around you. If your wife is having a good time, have a good time with your wife. Have a good time with your group of friends. And if there's a whole bunch of young people that are looking cross-eyed at you, so be it. Who cares? You guys have as much right to be there as anybody else. If you're having a good time, have a good time. Now, if it's a bunch of old people that are taking up slow dancing on the dance floor... Now, yeah, don't get in the way.
Now, I took this as he doesn't like going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get... Okay,
well, then
so,
I would say just let your wife go. Why... If she said that, don't come. Don't come.
But then she, like, ices him out the next day.
Right. I mean,
if she's going clubbing to go dance and he's not dancing and just sitting in a booth with his buddies, why does he need to be there?
And if she's there with friends, it's not like she's there alone, right?
No,
there's some strength in numbers.
Sure, there is. But, I mean, just... Okay, conversation earlier today. If she's going to sit there and watch a whole bunch of college football with you or NFL for whatever the sports are, then go along and have a good time. Maybe you're uncomfortable. So what?
When's the last time you went to like a club?
A club.
What's the age cutoff?
What's that?
What's the age cutoff?
The age cutoff? I don't think there's an age cutoff.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah, I would be fine going to a club.
Now?
Sure.
It might depend on which club you go to. I don't know if I've ever been clubbing.
Yeah. By the way, I'm a phenomenal dancer.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many drinks in do we need to see that?
I could.
Oh, you're just
dance
ready.
Drink free. Yeah.
Look at you.
I like having a good time, especially if I'm having a good time with my wife. If we get a chance to go out, I'm going out to have a good time. And it doesn't have to include drinks to have a good time. I don't think there's an age on that.
I have one more. Dear John, I was grocery store shopping with my wife and we were in a hurry. Went to grab some eggs, and when I grabbed one carton, I bumped another off the shelf and broke an egg. Saw it ooze out and everything. There was an employee two coolers over who probably saw it but didn't say anything. I pretended it didn't happen. Put the carton on the shelf and left. Should I have tried to clean up? Should I have said something? Should I have had to pay for it? Did I do anything wrong?
I don't think you necessarily did anything wrong. I think you can offer, hey, you know, especially if the employee's right there and they're in eyesight, earshot, then you just say, hey, is there a chance you could get me a rag to help clean this up?
Chances are they'd say, I'll just take care of it.
Yeah,
but at
I'll
least
take care
offered.
Of it. Yeah, yeah. And then they probably grab it. They take it in the back. And then you don't have to pay for it because it's gone already.
Yep.
I think you definitely notify the employee you saw two coolers down. He's right there. If you don't see an employee, I don't think you have to pay for it. I think it was an accident. Yeah. I think that's a mistake. If you try to carry the carton, you might make a bigger mess because if it's oozing everywhere, you probably set it to the side.
Yeah.
And
they swap out like cracked eggs at the register sometimes anyway. So it's not like if you had a cracked egg and you have to pay for it.
Right.
No.
And I mean, I always open up the carton of eggs anyway, yes, to see if there are any cracked ones. And sometimes there are. So we just set it to the side. And then if I see somebody, I'll just say, hey, the one that's setting off to the side has a cracked egg in it. Might want to remove it. But yeah, offer to clean it up.
Yes. There you go. You want to submit to the Dear John questions? You go to your email, you send it to DearJohnJansen@gmail.com, and we will read some of yours next week. It's 97.1.